And he knows your weakness. And if you leave that flesh open, he's going to find his way in. But I'm here to tell you that we've got people here tonight that can lift their hands and cry out, through it all, I'm saved. Through it all, I'm sanctified. Through it all, I'm filled with heaven's sweet Holy Ghost. Through it all, I've learned to trust in him. My God, can you praise him? And then Paul said, if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? My God, if that don't make you shout, something's wrong with you, shouter. If God be for you, who can be against you? There's nothing that can come against you. If God is for you, can you praise him? So it matters not what the devil does. If God be for me, who can be against me? You say, well, you talking mighty bold tonight. Well, I am. I'm telling you, if we fought the devil to have revival, it's getting harder. People ain't in it for the long haul anymore. They in for a little quick fix, and honey, they out. But we fought to see souls delivered. We've had to cry and lay in that altar begging God to bring deliverance. Where a woman come and sat down beside me. And she looked at me and she said, I'm stuck. And I said, you're stuck. Godly woman. And I said, you're stuck. She said, I'm stuck. I see no way out. And I thought, oh God, you just got up and talked Sunday school. And she looked at me and she said, it's taken every ounce of strength I've got to stand up and teach. It's nothing I've done. She said, but if anybody knew and understands, you do. I looked at her and I said, no. She said, yes. She said, can you help me? I said, I can help you. I said, all I can tell you is, dear sister, I thank God for the valleys. And I thank him for the mountains. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. She called me today and she began to just speak in tongues and raise her hands. And she said, oh, it's like fresh air and fresh life has come to me. There's a way out. I see a light at the end of the tunnel, my God. You want me to tell you why I'm preaching like this tonight? It's for people like you and for people like her and for people like me that was hurting, bleeding, dying. And people don't recognize and have enough of discernment to recognize that there are people that are hurting on our pews. But I'm here to tell you tonight that as long long as Jesus lives, there's hope. My God, there's hope. You can come out. You can come out and you can shout the victory on the other side. My God, yes, the enemy may be on your trail and he may say, I'm going to discourage you. I will disappoint you. I will destroy you. But you just remember that he's behind you. I said he's behind you. My God, at every step that you're taking is ordered of the Lord. The enemy may even try to make you question your walk with God. But you got to know that you know. I said in the midst of the storm, and it can't be maybe so, hope so, or I might be, my God, you got to know that you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Can you praise him in the house tonight? Somebody lift your hands and glorify him. My God, it's a good thing. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I don't know why I'm feeling this tonight. But there's some of you here tonight, and I know when to stop. I know when to quit driving the nail in. Because some of you grabbing hold of it now. If I can just make one difference with one soul. Everything you're going through, everything is ordered of God. You may not understand it right now. There's a lot of things I don't understand. One day we'll talk it over. I'll ask the reasons. He'll tell me why. But I'm here to tell you that through it all, my God, I said through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. This is probably the simplest message I've ever preached to you. But it's through the simplicity of the word sometimes that it reaches the heart. God's getting an army. Troubled times are coming. You rest assured of that. We left our diesel truck at home. When you pay $4.17 for every 10 miles. Brother Jim knows what we're talking about. You leave that diesel at home. Troubled times are coming. But you know what? If I have to get an old horse and buggy, you don't know me. And it took me several months to get here. I'd leave several months in advance to be here. Because I know that my steps are ordered by the Lord. My God. Grab hold of it, saints. Get a hold of it. We're here for a reason. I know y'all used to seeing us about twice a year. But we're here for a reason every time. And I know there's a connection. Y'all can have better, I know. And you've had better. But if I can just tell somebody, you may be sitting there saying, well, you don't understand. I guarantee I do. You don't understand how sick I am in my body. I guarantee you I do. You don't understand how I've been disappointed in this lifetime. I guarantee you I do. But I'm still here to tell you tonight that I'm still shouting the victory. That through it all, I've learned to trust in His Word by God. And in the tribulation, I've learned to trust in Him. On the mountaintop, I must be persuaded and I must remain persuaded that nothing's going to separate me from the love of Almighty God. Nothing. I said nothing's going to separate. You can take a lot of things from me, Sister Dallas. You can take my home. You can take my property. You can take everything that I've got. But nothing's going to be able to separate me from the love of Almighty God. I said I'm in love with Him. I said I'm in love with Him. Do you know what it means to be in love with Jesus Christ? Well, when you're in love with Him, you want to please Him. When you're in love with Him, you want to be around Him. When you're in love with Him, you want to walk with Him, talk with Him. When you're in love with Him, you don't want to disappoint Him. My God, I don't want to disappoint Him. I'm in love with Jesus tonight. I must be persuaded. I must remain persuaded that nothing's going to separate me. It doesn't matter what sickness may come. It doesn't matter what fears and what may issues may come. It doesn't matter the questions and the doubts that may come in my life. I must remain persuaded that nothing's going to separate me from the love of Almighty God. Can somebody praise Him? It's a good thing. My God, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that He loves me. It's a good thing that He's my battle axe. He's my rock. He's my sword. He's my shield. My God, He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. I said He's my hope. My God, can somebody stand to your feet tonight and cry out, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Nothing's going to separate me from the love of Almighty God. My God, nothing shall separate me from His love. Now, how many of you believe that tonight? Well, how many of you are going through a little bit of stuff? And the devil's kind of whispered in your ear, listen, if God loved you, this wouldn't be happening to you. Hallelujah. This couldn't be happening. I'm here to tell you, it's a good thing. He can trust you. That's what He told me. Glory. Greg, I said, God, why? He said, I can trust you, girl. I can trust you. How many of you going to remain faithful through it all? I said through it all. Now if you're needing a touch tonight. Now we're here for revival. We're here to minister to you. We're here to uplift and help you. And if you want it, you can have it. I said you can have it if you want it. How hungry are you? Do you want just another series of meeting, or do you want this to be a revival of a lifetime, a life-changing revival? I want it to be a life-changing revival. This very week, God could bring a healing to homes. He could bring deliverances to homes. You say, well, is it going, my God, Lord, you'd never made me believe in a million years that my son would be speaking in tongues and a shouting tonight. But I'm here to tell you, He's doing it, and He's an old-time God. I said He's coming in, and He's going to do it. How many of you believe it? My God, you got to exercise a little bit of faith. You got to say, God, I believe you. I know you're able. I know you can do it. Can you come to the front? Everybody with your hands lifted and say, God, I need revival. God, I need need a touch. I need bless tonight. I need for you to help me tonight, my God. Come on. Come on. Praise him tonight.